That is not holiday music. That's
that is pick you up and get going.
That
music.
Is pick you up and get going music. That is
we like that.
The beginning of Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill, Carrboro. More on them at CarolinaChamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill right now with the Mayor, Pam Heminger, joins us here now in the studio. How are you?
I'm good. I started off my day well this morning. The Mayor, Chair, and I met for breakfast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we were a ladies group this morning. It was really fun.
Because you do that, what, once a month-ish?
Well, we try to, once every other month.
But this is the first time with Jen Weaver as Hillsborough.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun. And she's like, tell me what I'll need to know. And like, you're going to figure
everything.
Everything. And it's interesting because we was part of the conversation was about our Assembly of Governments meeting coming up. Part was about things going on around. But part of it was about all the presidential candidates that are coming in asking for mayors to endorse. And all those conversations are interesting.
How
right?
often do you get those?
Right now, quite a bit, as they're all coming in here towards the primary, right? So everyone's setting up offices and trying to get mayors aligned with them, and we're all trying to figure out. And, you know, it's different being a mayor just as an individual person. You're trying to figure out, you're not really endorsing a candidate for your whole town. Mm-hmm. You're endorsing, but it'll be an interesting experience for the next few months here as people are trying to really hit North Carolina hard on this process.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think all the very early states, the Iowa, the New Hampshire, South Carolina, are the ones that get all of the press, but North Carolina is like pretty early on.
Yeah,
and early voting starts early.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Phillips Middle School Strings concert here in New Place. It was lovely. The kids have done an amazing job, and their teacher, Ann Dahlman, is just, I've known her for a very long time, and she talked about what performances mean for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about it's a place where people come together to actually make something happen, and everyone puts their differences aside because everyone's vested in having a good performance, and that it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, you're part of the team, and it's a safe place to be together, and it's actually a great collaboration, and I hope that was just really wonderful for
and
the
and that's
holidays.
The people on stage and out in the audience as well. I know, and I started taking improv classes all those many moons ago. One of the first things that you hear, and it's kind of like an eye-opening revelation, is when you get up on stage, you might be nervous, but literally everyone in the room wants you to succeed.
Correct.
Like everyone talks about the hecklers, but those are fringy. Like everyone
wants you to do a good job.
They're on your side.
And that's a great vibe to go up to, that everybody wants
absolutely.
You to be successful. Well, the kids were in good spirits and the music was wonderful, and there were families coming out of Kidzu right there and walking with them all who stopped to listen, and it was just a really nice experience. And then we've just been, there's still a lot going on. We're very festive here in Chapel Hill. We had the parade last weekend, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of riding in our 105-year-old fire engine. It wasn't quite ready to make it on its own, so it was up on top. But I had a hand crank siren.
Like people pushing it behind.
Yeah, it was on trailer.
And, okay.
But it was funny because it was very narrow, and Jess Anderson and her family were in the back, and the hand crank of the siren that didn't make very loud that they had to do as they sped along back in the day. But it was a wonderful experience, and handing out candy canes and all the different groups that were out there. It was just a really, it's one of my favorite events in town because families coming out and just such a blend of people and everyone, again, that positive vibe. People are there to celebrate the holidays and express themselves, and all the kids and families and people and groups in the parade. it's quite an event. So it was a lot of fun. And tomorrow night, we're going to be rescuing Santa.
Yes.
He's been sitting up there for a week waiting to be rescued.
You got to tell the Maurice story. You were talking about this before.
Our town manager told us Friday morning that they were, because of all the rain, they were going to have to delay rescuing Santa, that they would postpone till this coming Friday, but that we were not to worry. Someone would be sending up food and water so that Santa would survive the week with a very straight face, which is pretty fun to have him tell us all that. It took us like a half a second to click in, and then we were laughing. So, but anyway, 2019 has been a really busy year, but a really positive year, and it was our 200th birthday celebration, and we spent the year highlighting moments and pivotal people and places and things and activities that just shaped who we are today. Mm-hmm. And it was just a wonderful journey learning about some of those things, culminating in some recorded history videos and information that will be available forever now out there. Really, really was heartwarming and excited to see what comes in this year. There's more going on. I just our library crew and arts and culture are really embracing taking all of this on and being part of the story of Chapel Hill.
What was the coolest thing, or maybe either the coolest thing or like the most striking thing that you learned about Chapel Hill? Because a lot of information came out in all of these commemorations and events and initiatives and projects and everything that I didn't know before.
So. I know. So interesting. I loved the Howard Lee celebrations, to be honest with you, to be able to honor a person who was a true leader in our community and talking about the civil rights movement in our community and the conversations and struggles and things that we went through and have grown through. But also learning about the transit system and the decisions that went along with that, moving into a manager-mayor form of government and sort of apart from the university and having a budget. We think those things have been ongoing for, you know, a long time. We're talking 50 years. Mm-hmm. And so that was fascinating to me to learn that our parts of our history aren't as long as we would like to think they were. So I found that very interesting. Just the evolution of change here, what Chapel Hill looked like 50 years ago, what it's... As everyone always asks me, what's the hardest part or what's the most struggle that we have? And it's the pressures of growth. Mm-hmm. And it affects everything about our community. And we're going to continue the entire region. And after meeting with the metropolitan mayors and talking about the same kinds of things, these pressures of growth and making sure that everyone has an opportunity to succeed. So it affects affordable housing, it affects the environment, it affects the feel and character of our community, it affects services that the town has to provide, it affects traffic, it affects all these other environmental concerns, and yet we still need to have a balanced community. We need to have the economic development to help sustain the future and have those services. We want, like I said, to engage everybody, and so it's a constant balancing act and trying to figure out the best path forward.
Yep.
We've also had our struggles with the Silent Sam issues and all that's wrapped up and how that's been handled, which isn't really in our hands, but we are part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it say about our community? Well, it says we stand up for saying this is not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love that about this community, that we are willing to stand up and say this is not who we are.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we learn is that it's not who we are, it is who we were.
What took
us back. I mean, we're talking about Howard Lee in the 60s. Like, that comes at the end of a really contentious 15 years of a civil rights movement.
Yeah.
That we, you know, when we hear the story about civil rights, we think about, oh, Selma, Birmingham, all these other places, but so much happened in Chapel Hill as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I, you know, part of me was like the marker that everybody wanted to scout, the Jefferson Davis marker. I mean, the mm-hmm. moment we got permission from the Attorney General's office, 5 p.m. on the day, we had it out that night. And I thought, well, a council not that far back, when it was hit by a car and damaged, they restored it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, well, we've come a long way since we didn't believe that we needed to restore a monument that didn't represent who we are. So glad it's gone. But anyway, that's been a little while here. We had some pretty funny, we were looking at the history too. We went from being commissioners to alderpersons to a town council. You've seen Carver go through the change. The first woman on town council was until the 50s.
Wow.
1957 at... I think it was Adelaide Waters. I'm trying to get my... I've learned so many bits of history, and I'm trying to make sure... We're going to try to make sure to catalog all this out on a website, too, History of Chapel Hill, so that we can always reference it and not have to go relearn it all the time. So that was really interesting. And all those important firsts are really mm-hmm. cool to look at, but they weren't as far back as we'd like to think they were. So
yep.
That was going on. We've had some good business development things going on with the Carolina Donor Services coming to our Enterprise Zone, with Well coming downtown.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever Chapel Hill has partnered with the state for an incentives package, which is huge. And we're seeing a lot more interest in bringing commercial out of the ground, Glen Lennox, downtown. We're really, really pleased with being able to live and work and play and mm-hmm. be part of a community so that we have those opportunities.
And Well's gotten the most press, I think, recently, but Easttown development is really going up. Glen Lennox, Wegmans coming up, the Turkish Center
mm-hmm.
on Franklin Street, like all of those, you know, like they're not here yet, but they're coming, and it's going to be really exciting when they all do.
Yeah. So it's going to be all part of this. And then I said I've been cutting a lot of ribbons. We also did the turf fields.
Mm-hmm.
We did the alleyway restorations downtown.
Yes, yeah.
They look really, we're still going. We got more to do down there.
They have signage now. I like them. I think it's just really cool that we have, like, not that the alleys didn't have names, but that they're marked now, so they're not just random alley, and there's
their
places now, and they were before
what they were called, but visitors didn't know what they were called.
I didn't know what they were called.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't know what some of them were called either. We all had our names for them, but when you weren't really sure whether you could go down them or not, or they were public, or they were visually connected.
Yeah. Or you can see that they are, but I don't really want to go down that alley. But now they're lit, they're nice, they're cleaned up. It's really cool.
And they smell better. We're working on all that, and it's going to a lot more to come downtown, so we're very excited. We got some good grants from Duke Energy this past year for our language access program, and to help us with our tree program, we planted over 100 trees during Arbor Week, and we've got more trees to go. And then we fed so many kids on our food for the summer this time, and we've hosted, I can't even tell you how many town hall field trips for third graders connecting our own kids to our own community. And like I said, they ask the most amazing questions. They always make me laugh, and it's fun to be together with all that. We're looking forward to a 2020, and we'll start back up on January 8th with our first council meeting, and then we'll have our council committee on economic sustainability the following week. We're not going to meet that first week while people are still sort of reacclimating back into. So I'm hoping everyone will have a safe and happy and restful holiday season. And know that we still have a lot of town employees working behind the scenes to make things happen. But it's a great time to just take a pause, be with your family and friends, and just recharge.
Yep.
So that's what we're looking forward to.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Hemminger, got to wrap up. You already kind of started talking about this, but I've been asking everyone as we get to the end of the year, what are Chapel Hill's New Year's resolutions for 2020?
We'd like to not have to move quite so much so quickly all the time, but we're trying to take a longer vision, and so I'm looking forward to the council retreat and talking about a five-year planning process. We do have some more economic development news that's percolating right now that we're hopeful to be able to announce and really show good work in the first part. We are working on our 2200 Homestead Road affordable mixed housing development there. We have a lot more things going on with continuing to make downtown the place people want to be and feel good to be, and a lot of conversations going on with UNC about doing a lot more things together with arts and culture. And so those are the kinds of things. But we're going to be seeing, you've seen the cranes up. We've still got several housing complexes coming up will start to open up to have more people come in and finish up. And then we have the census. That is huge.
That's
we talked
right,
about
yeah.
that this morning as well with the mayor chair. because it's important for our community that's growing like this to make sure we get accurate numbers in. And so we're having that part of the Assembly of Governments talking about what we all need to be doing, encouraging everyone to send those forms in early, because there's only allowing one day for online logging in if you don't mail in your census application or census, it's not an application, but information. And it's April 1st. And we're concerned that the system might go down. So those are the kinds of things that we're looking towards with a lot more. But there's just so many things that I'm not sure which thing's going to move first forward that it's kind of hard to say right now. So it's good.
townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Mayor Pam Hemminger, thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.